can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Oh, good. You didn't have that on Facebook, did you?
Oh, what's that?
Much better. The Me Too movement would have been knocking on my door. All right, there we go. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgo. This is the Mighty House team, and we're on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 877-711-5611. We got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we're going to be talking with Elliot Richardson from the SBAC. A lot of big things happened this past week down in Springfield here in Illinois. So,
You find a solution to the billions of dollars of debt, or just
It's all solved. Everything is solved. Everything's perfect.
Everything
now.
Is solved.
Yeah, it's all perfect now. So, and of course, we'll have Clutter Clarity with Robbie, and she's back, so I'm sure she's got something planned for us that we cannot
avoid.
She's shaking her head no. And the third hour is.
Wait a minute. Something we can't avoid. That's nice, Rich.
We got the mics
right
on.
Off the get go. Walks into the studio, doesn't say good morning, just automatically.
Yeah. So, and then we'll be taking your phone calls, answering emails in the third hour also. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And before we move on, some more business there, Sonar, we need to take care of. YouTube didn't care for the Clutter Clarity segment.
No, they sure didn't.
They let it go. They left it up, but they said, you know, it was like a slap on the wrist. Don't do it again.
Yeah, what they'll do is...
Is it the music leading into it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have ad revenue on that. All of the ad revenue that you would get for that segment will go to Los Lobos.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Well, we can help support them, too. That's all right.
they can have it, I guess.
Yeah. So... we just need to come in right after all that. We'll just start that video clip after that. You know, the majority of the songs.
I can do that.
Yeah, we'll just hit start then. So, so that's good. Okay, I wanted to get that out now before I forget, because I forgot to talk to you before.
Okay.
All right, and you can give us a call right now on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There we go. All right. So with that, I think all the business part is done. You finally got sunshine down there now, Rich?
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. It's going to be a nice weekend, finally.
Yeah, so you had a lot of rain coming through then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been brutal. I mean, unusual. Like, we've had your weather, and I think you've had ours.
Yeah, well, yeah, and now it's, you know, it was in the upper 80s and 90s, and now it's 53, 52, something like that.
I was off for a graduation on Saturday. It was an outdoor graduation. Uh-huh. It was 100 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and now it's 50 degrees.
Yes.
Literally, 100 degrees to 50 degrees.
Yes. So
cray cray.
Uh-huh.
I said in Chicago, if you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes. It'll change.
Yeah.
And I had just packed up the liner for my motorcycle jacket and put that away, thinking, okay, that I won't be done. I won't need this anymore. And then
50, you don't really need it today.
Well, no, because otherwise it's just a mesh, and it's like riding with a t-shirt on.
It's a mess?
A mesh.
I
I see.
Yeah. So I put the liner back in this morning before heading out. Mm. So, and of course,
could just drove the truck or the van then instead.
Yeah. No. No.
No.
No. In two wheels.
Yeah.
Two wheels is fine.
Did you put enough miles on it this week? This past week?
I did.
You took a little trip, so
yeah, I did. I did 2,030 miles in 4 days on two wheels. Yeah,
probably need new tires.
Not quite. I got the highway tires on there, so you know the high mileage tires, so they'll be okay for a little while. But nope, it was good. We had fun. So with that. Yes, Robbie.
Oh,
we've missed you.
There was a gift for you.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, it's behind you. You have to open it up and talk about it.
Right now? Right now.
Is there a better time?
But Mark's not calling in today.
I don't care.
You don't care? How'd you get this?
I can't tell you my secrets.
Uh-oh. Oh, and Don took riches? Is that what you said?
Okay. First of all, this is what I have to say. No, that's what's in here. No. It's about time that things come to Robbie first.
Yeah, how'd you manage this?
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Is that not cool? So talk about what it is, please.
It is
it is radio, so.
It is a clamp-on light. It's like a trouble light, but it has the... Here, well, oh yeah, we could just do this right on the Facebook. See that right there, and then you can clamp that down, and then you've got the light on there too. See,
and it's a nice light.
Yeah, it's that LED. Oh, and it's got different levels, so you go high.
Oh,
bright.
I can even just
See, it's bright, but then it you can dim it too. It's dimmable, and then this part right here, the head actually moves. So then once you've clamped it on somewhere, I could do it on the mic stand, but then it wouldn't.
You could clamp it on my arm.
And then you could actually twist this. Oh, and see, that pivots too.
Uh-huh.
So you've got this pivoting. This pivots like this around that clamp, and then it does this.
So you could use it like a desk lamp too.
Yes, you could use
it. Or a nighttime reading light, you know, when you're in bed reading and the boss is sleeping and you want to stay up and read your manuals. Rich.
Yes. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
Then you can clamp it. And can you tell us what it's called?
A Jed.
What?
It's a Jed. This is what, you know, when I go out to the truck, I need to send them out for a Jed.
It's called a Jed?
Yeah. Jed clamp it.
Wow.
Perfect.
Can I see it?
Can I cut this open?
Yes.
Can I cut this open?
With your MacGyver.
Yeah, the MacGyver comes out. So you gotta cut these straps. What's wrong? You didn't like my Jed Clampett joke?
It actually was pretty funny.
Apparently not.
Here, can I see the cardboard?
Oh, there. You want to see?
Yeah, so I could say what this is.
It's clamping work light.
Okay, it's from Klein Tools.
Yes.
You clamp for hand-free illumination.
This is very cool.
Low, you get 125 lumens that will last for 10 hours. High, you get 250 lumens that will last for 8 hours. 4 AA batteries are included. It's very cool. Clamp feet, clamp lever, 90-degree hinge, 360-degree rotating pivot.
Hey, look at that. I just clamped it right to the...
There you go. Now we got studio lights.
Yeah.
Yay.
There, watch the glare off the skull.
It can clamp.
You gotta move it into that back corner.
To a ladder or a lift. Easy to find glow head recharges when the light is on. Unit can stand up by itself.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Klein Tools.
And now we've got even, Robbie's got some extra light now, too.
That's rechargeable there?
That's what it says.
Rechargeable?
It says... easy to find glow head.
Yeah.
Recharges when the light is on.
It's a photoluminescent.
Oh, this glow part. Head. Yeah. The actual, the white part on that. Mm-hmm.
So it stays lit after you turn it off.
just what? Like just like my watch. You know, if you do that and then you look and then the numbers glow.
Glows in the dark.
And that way you that can white find part. It.
I am blinded by this thing.
That white part that's on there.
That's because it's got LED lights in it.
Oh, my gosh. My eyes are not awake yet this morning.
That's 150 lumens for you.
Yeah, see, look at that.
No, don't. Oh, my gosh.
See, look how it's green inside.
You. Oh, I thought you were going to turn it on.
No. I'm not going to do it. See how it's green on the inside there? Uh-huh. It's glowing.
You're glowing.
Of course I am. Oh, whoops.
Yeah, you're going to be in so much trouble. Can you cut that, please?
Cut that part out. We'll be back.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
No, I...
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right. What? Okay, where are we? Okay, what else you got there for us, Robbie?
You have an intro.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what happened to it.
Oh.
It's missing. I know I'm supposed to do something right now. Oh, here it is. I found it. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
I knew you would want these.
I
knew you would want these.
I just put in an order to see if Idlewood had those yet, and they don't.
You're kidding.
They're not on the store shelves yet.
How did you know about them?
I got the email for it. Okay, Rich, you ready for this one?
You guys are forgetting that you're on radio, so I'm not watching the screen, and so nobody has a damn clue what you're talking about.
Okay, so she also got from Klein Tools, I don't know if you can see that right there, but it's almost like they are a lineman tool, but they also have strippers in them. So you've got the lineman part up here, and then there's the stripper section right here that you can strip. Mm-hmm. It looks like 14, 12, and 10 gauge wire. That's probably what you're doing. And then you got your cutter section here, which is the traditional part for the linemans. You would have that cutter. And then on the bottom, they added the crimping tool. So there's a section where you can crimp it. And the my favorite is the 632 and 832 threaded threaders that you can cut down the screws.
And that's exactly what it says here, 632 and 832 screw shearing. How did you know? Does it say that on there?
No. 632 well, and I'm sure it might.
No, but that's standard. On just about every pair of cutters and stuff, but it's a matter of how good they are. And those usually are.
And these are industrial cutters, too. They aren't just like you go to Radio Shack and you buy a little $5 pair.
The Journeyman hybrid plier. It's wide knurled head.
Yes.
K-N-U-R-L-E-D.
Knurled?
Knurl. K-N-U-R-L-E-D. Knurled.
Like Rich is all gnarly, you know.
He's... Head. Easily grabs and twists wires. Strips 10 to 14 AWG solid and 12 to 16 AWG standard wire. Induction hardened cutting knives for hard wire. High leverage design for more cutting power. 632 and 832 screw shearing. What is a screw shearing? What is to shear a screw? Why would you
shorten it? It's to cut a screw, but you thread it in there, cut it off, and then what it does is it chases the threads on the screw so that they're not that you can use it then.
Got it. It crimps non-insulated connectors, lugs, and terminals. Dual material journeyman handles provide better grip and added comfort.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So, you know, if you're putting an outlet in, an outlet or a switch or something mm-hmm. like that, and the screws are too long, mm-hmm. you know, so then what you do is you can run the screws in through those, the 632 hole, get it down to the correct length, you squeeze it, and then you back it out. And
you must need really strong forearms. And whoa!
See, check that out. Check that out. Right
show
there.
The camera, please, because that's a pretty strong forearm.
Yeah, oh yeah, look at that. Right there. See, look at that.
Regular Popeye.
So the hybrid pliers are a must-have for any professional's bag with greater cutting power and a slim design for work in tight places.
Yes.
Stripping, cutting, twisting, shearing, crimping. So you don't have to switch between tools now.
See, normally what I do is I get a new pair of linemen. One of the guys takes them. They short it out, and they blow out the cutters. So then that makes the area where you can use the wire strippers. They'll blow these out.
What do you mean blow them out?
I don't have my truck with me. I could go get. But see how that closes nice and tight there,
uh-huh.
the cutters?
Uh-huh.
When they short them out because they're working on live wires, it blows a hole in the cutters. So that way you can no longer cut there, but it makes them strippers.
Puts teeth in it, and then it becomes a wire stripper.
Exactly. And depending on the amperage of the circuit they were working on, it will blow it out to a number 10, or it could be a 14-gauge wire. It just depends on how bad they're.
Oh, I get what you're saying now.
Did you Google it?
No, blow it out meaning?
Yeah, it blows out the steel.
An electrical thing.
Yeah, it shorts it out and blows a hole in there so it looks like the upper part right
got
here.
Got it. Okay.
These are very cool.
And that tool, if it's the same tool that I see.
You want to check these out, Sonar?
Yeah, let me come check those things out.
Come here. These are. There you go.
These tools would be $40 also.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What the hell is going on?
What I like is the crimper too.
Yeah, the crimper.
The crimper really helps out for coaxial or just anything that you're trying to put in or a wire nut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I had to pull out my Leatherman just to do a crimp.
Right. No, I know. So, and this is an all-in-one tool. You know, right now, this is taking care of three sets of pliers that are in my tool pouch.
Absolutely, so and they're industrial too. Like that,
well, it's
you're
Klein.
Not going to break those in half.
Oh no, these are Klein, brother. These are Klein tools right here.
That's a mighty fancy hammer you got there.
Yeah, it is, and that's true. It is. They didn't list it as a hammer, did they?
No, they didn't.
But if you use the flat side, you know this is indented on this side, but then it's flat on the other side, and you can use that to put in your drive straps or drive a nail or anything like
there
that.
There you go. Just a quick one.
And there you got this little thing too.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, a USB deal?
Yeah, it's got a little glue from sticking in the package.
It's sticking. All right.
Sticking.
It was stuck in there.
Cool.
There was also something, but it seems that they didn't include it in our package.
What's that? Oh.
Yeah,
hmm.
I don't know where that is.
Where did that go?
I don't know. All I know is the box says Robbie Earhart on the box. So for the first time in a long time, Robbie gets to look at things first.
Oh.
But Robbie doesn't need any of this stuff, so Robbie shares her stuff. But there also might be a multi-tool.
Missing?
Missing. It just seems to.
It fell out of the box.
Fell out of the box. There you go.
In your husband's garage.
So Klein Tools would very much like to know
Don,
how the tools work.
Yeah.
I mean,
have Don call in with the multi-tool.
What review. Multi-tool? We don't know. It fell out of the box.
With the multi-tool review.
It didn't make it here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking at these alignments pliers, the multi-tool hybrid alignments pliers. You know, this probably just sounds like a really bad commercial for Klein Tools, but I was looking at these, and I called Idaho to see if they had them yet, and they said, no, not yet, but they're coming.
That's pretty funny.
Check your local electrical supply houses for fine quality Klein tools. How's that? Okay, Robbie?
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Your show's expanding, so
yes.
Bill's watching from Ballydehob, Ireland.
Oh, wow. Excellent. And I was going to say, I know sometimes you're like, oh, let's give these things away. No.
No. Not these.
Okay, good.
If I've already got the same thing already, well, then, yeah, I'll share. But I don't have these yet.
Okay, good.
Just like I don't have this clamp light.
The problem is that he gave Klein sent us those backpacks with 200 pouches in them. So
what's the?
I got like 180 more spaces to fill.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, I see what you were saying.
So we've got,
you filled it. I don't know if you'll be able to lift it.
No. That's good though for like when we're working downtown. And you have to do a service call.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking all the bags and stuff, I just throw everything in there that I need and then strap it on my back and up I go.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to carry around that big old canvas bucket anymore.
Exactly. It's exactly right. So, but even I've just got a regular, a Klein Tool service bag. But that gets awkward to carry it and stuff, so... And I can put everything that's in my Klein bag into that backpack.
And it's not like you're humping that thing for miles either.
No.
I mean, you keep it in your truck. You park your truck. You walk maybe two blocks. And
you're right
back to it.
When you're working in the city and you're doing an electrical service call, you're parking your motorcycle.
Okay.
So you park your motorcycle, and then because the Klein tools are already strapped on your back.
There you go.
There's nothing to pick up. You've got a screw gun, all kinds of different stuff in there. And then you take off. You go up into whatever condo unit you're working in.
It's a motorcycle. You can park on the grass.
That's right. You park anywhere. They don't care. So that's how that works. And you can park the motorcycle places. You'll never get a van. So, you know, at the end of the parking, you know, at the end of the block right there, right at the sign, you can park right there. And, you know, trying to find a place to put a van down when you're working downtown is tough. So, and it doesn't fit in parking garages because it's too tall. So, makes it a lot of fun. So, there you go. Okay, Robbie.
We just have on Facebook Live that George says that he loves it when Rich stirs the pot. That's an LED for you. I'm blinded. And Rich is like, yeah, that's an LED. Like, thank you.
No, I said LED light.
It's a LED light.
I'm sorry.
Right,
which is like a
older number. People call them LED lights because they don't realize it's
LED. An acronym,
you know, so it's sort of funny.
They don't realize that the first word is light. it's like pin number.
Right, exactly. So but if they put the dots but the periods between each letter, then maybe they would pick up on it. But,
exactly.
You know.
Then they'll know it's an acronym, not just somebody just getting crazy with the caps lock.
Yeah, yelling at them. LED lights. All right. So you hear the music?
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
It's good having you back, Robbie.
Oh, thank you. Remember, next week I'm gone.
I'm cooking up. I'm going to see if I can get anti-Robbie to come in next
Cherry.
Week.
Cherry?
Anti-Robbie,
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm trying. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Nice.
Would Aaron happen to be on the Facebook there? Have you noticed?
Not yet.
He's not there yet? Okay, well, let me know when he shows up because I got to take care of some more business here. Ding. All right, there we go. So I think we need to carry that conversation there, Rich, from the break into the... Aaron's in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he?
He's on there. Hey, Aaron.
He wasn't there a second ago. I mean, a second ago.
Did you hear the ding?
He went ding. Aaron's there. Hmm. All right. So let's carry the tool talk here into the radio show part, the live part, because you're having issues with your batteries, and they're not holding up. And
no, and the thing is, they're just damn expensive. You know, they're almost $100 a piece.
Right.
And they're not lasting 2 years. So, and you can only keep so many batteries in the house.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to keep the batteries in the house for the electric lawnmower. I got to keep the batteries in the house for all the string trimmers and all that stuff. Everything's got to stay in the house because in the garage,
they overheat.
It kills. Well, the garage only gets to, like, never gets over like 105.
I don't know. Only. Only. Oh, man. So the, but are you storing those batteries out? You're storing those in the house too then, right?
No. No, in the tool bag in the bottom of the shelf of the garage.
Oh, okay. So the drill, so it could, that heat could be killing those batteries then too, right?
Possibly, but again, my DeWalt was out there for the first 3 years. That was already 15 years old.
Yeah.
And it still works.
Yeah, that I think NiCad is different, though, than the NiCad batteries.
The lithium-ion is junk, not to mention when they start on fire, they're impossible to put out.
Well, lithium-ion, you're only going to get 300 to 500 charges anyway.
Oh, before, yeah?
Most manufacturers just throw a couple hundred charges in it and just say, okay, you're done. Then it starts tapering down from there.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. When lithium catches on fire, it creates a class delta fire, mm-hmm. which creates its own oxygen. You can't put it out. You just got to drop it into a bucket of water and just hope that nothing else catches on fire.
Yeah. Well, there was, I say in like the old, the Grand Tour, mm-hmm. this goofy, you know,
right.
English show. Anyway, they were test driving a Slovakian made electric car, sports car.
Right.
And they crashed it.
Uh-huh.
And it burned for like a whole day.
Yes.
The fire department just stood there. They couldn't put it out. They just throw some foam on it and go, okay, let her go.
Right.
People want hydrogen-powered cars.
Yeah. Well, it's no different than gasoline.
What's wrong with having a hydrogen-powered car?
At least hydrogen goes up. When it expands and comes out, it gets released, it goes up in the air.
It's much lighter than air.
You know, yeah, gasoline spills all over the ground and then just burns everything within a... You know, scorches right. everything.
And a Tesla you just can't put out.
No.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, there's inherent dangers.
Fortunately, with most of the Tesla crashes, it has more to do with driver error or relying on the car to drive itself.
Mm-hmm.
I still think is funny. I mean, we're so much in the infancy of self-driving cars. So they're like, oh, Tesla, you shouldn't be doing this. And it's your fault that this guy died. And I'm like, no, it says pretty much keep your hands on the wheel and pay attention.
Right. It does.
But yeah, we are in the infancy. 20 years from now, it might be a different story. Right now, I think you're just risking it, putting it in autopilot and
right.
reading the paper.
And taking a nap.
Well, yeah, those cars that stop on themselves. Why are we rewarding people for not
stupid.
Paying attention? Don't worry about it.
We've got you.
We've got your back. I
mean,
it's,
yes.
It's crazy.
I still want to test drive one of those. You know, go flying back to the dealership and heading for the wall.
Uh-huh. And let the thing stop.
Stop.
On its own.
No, it'll stop itself.
Well, going back to the battery thing here. So if you've got the lithium ion, though, you can't keep those outside. I've got my 18-volt batteries. You know, they sit in the truck all the time. So. You know, they'll get to 100 degrees during the summer, too, but I'll bet you they're...
But they'll get to 20 below zero in the winter.
Right. They are probably 3 years old now, I would guess, some of those, and they're working fine. So, I don't know. I've seen a lot of guys recently have switching out of the DeWalt, and they've been going with the Milwaukee stuff. So, the Milwaukee... tools have really, you know, their battery operated stuff has really stepped up the game.
Yeah, and
they've got good quality stuff.
Right.
So
I've always used like Milwaukee power tools.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That, and you know, their battery stuff has always, I don't know, it just didn't seem like it was up to speed with everything else. But I think right now, we've got, like I said, we've got a couple guys that have made that switch over to what's that called? The fuel or something. They're 18 volt or I think 24 volt fuel system. So it's the interchangeable battery, just like everybody else. But they've got a pretty decent job. They seem to be holding up to the everyday abuse.
Well, then, you know, so I'm just looking, and like Bosch comes out, now they've got, mine's like 18 volt, but it's 4 amp hours. So
right.
Now they got the 18 volt, which is 6.2 amp hour, which should only matter to the battery. Not so basically, if I had to get new batteries, I could get the 6.2 amp hour. It shouldn't matter.
Correct. It's just going to last
longer.
But I
don't know if the bayonet style is, yeah, that's what you would think. But if they change the bayonet style so it's not, you know, won't lock into mine.
Right. Well, the only thing, I've got a larger 4 amp hour battery, and it will not lock into my circular saw, and it goes into all the other tools.
Oh, why would you want that in a circular saw? You know, something that lasts longer.
Right. Yeah. And so that's the only problem, is that battery doesn't fit in the circular saw. So I was getting ready to start carving it up, and you know, because it's just the plastic housing that's in the way from keeping it clicking in all the way. So I was getting ready to carve it up. But
so what battery system are you using right now?
18-volt Bosch.
18-volt. And that works for the majority of your – you don't just have all Bosch appliances, do you?
Tools?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the Sawzall, the vacuum, the circular saw, the drills.
Okay. When it comes to
the oscillating tools –
comes to portable power tools, I think Bosch tools are probably the best made, highest quality, perform the best, blah blah blah, and they're not cheap.
No,
yeah,
and that's why I'm so pissed about the batteries, because it's like, you know, you spend the extra money for something, you get a better tool, but my point is that some of the cheaper ones will last longer. So there's still some issues with whoever's manufacturing their batteries.
Yeah,
if I look at the battery, there isn't even a batch number or anything on there, so you can't trace it. To, you know,
to find
when
out
it was made, was it a bad batch, whatever. So, but for the most part, the other Bosch tools I have. Of course, I don't like cordless tools. I really do prefer corded tools.
For your circular saws and stuff?
Almost everything. The only reason to use cordless is for some maintenance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm going to go hang cabinets, I have this little Milwaukee 3/8 drill, and it's corded, but it's a short sucker. That has so much torque that I can put in 3-inch cabinet screws. You know what I mean? And and it's a real low speed. So you're never sitting there rounding off the heads. And so I may just like the control you get with them. So there's a lot more torque in them. But if you got to run around and stuff, you know, doing maintenance or whatever, then I mean, trust me, I don't have a problem. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having even a cordless skill saw.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't frame a house with one.
No, but
you know, if you got a little stuff to do, they're awesome.
Well,
just a matter of what you need it for.
We were doing a roof repair, and we needed to cut some plywood and cut some blocks and stuff. And I popped out the circular saw, and off we went. You know, and it
I
was fine.
See something like that.
Yeah. So, right.
With heavy use, how many batteries are you guys going through a day?
I don't know, because
I fully charged outside, about like what, 5 batteries?
No.
If you're doing a full.
No.
I'll tell you, when I built this stage out there, it stands, I only charged the battery in the morning, and I worked 8 hours.
Yep.
Wow.
So and that I mean, that's sounds running like a good screws battery into decks. That's running screws into the decks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, a Sawzall, the circular saw, those will go through
burning
some batteries.
Faster.
Yeah.
But still, you're used 2 or 3 a day, you know?
Okay.
I mean, that's with heavy use, heavy demo days. You might go through 2 or 3 batteries with the Sawzall.
Okay, so you can get away with a crew of maybe 8 batteries for somebody, just a small, just
not
touch
even.
Up crew or anything like that?
I've got 1, 2, I've got 4 or 5 batteries, and that's
good.
And I transfer them, whatever tool I need, I pop it out and pop it in the next one, and I keep working. You know?
Well, that sounds like
that's
a pretty
nice
good
thing,
use
like
of a battery.
Yeah. Was that Rich?
Yeah, well, that's the nice thing about the kits. You know, if you spend the $700 and you get the saws, all the light, but they'll give you, you know, 3 or 4 batteries with that kit.
Yeah.
So, no, it's definitely a nice way to go.
Yeah. We've got, you know, I don't know. Like I said, the system seems to be working pretty good for me. And it may be just the heat issue because of where you're storing it then. You know, maybe it's That's not the lithium. We'd probably look into that a little bit more. It doesn't like to be stored out there.
No, if it goes above 80-something degrees.
Then why would I have a Tesla in Florida? If it's the same battery technology, my Tesla is going to be a POS in 18 months, too, under that logic.
Well, unless it's a better insulated installation. You know, you don't know how they're wrapping it or cooling it. Because we used to have a Chevy Volt, and that had fans in it to cool the batteries down when it would get too hot. You'd pull it in the garage, and you'd go out there, and that thing would be the fans would be going. So, keeping the batteries cool. So,
that's while it was on charge.
Yeah. Yep. So, so that may be something that they've got fans, you know, to cool it down too, when you're charging it or, so. And I guess that's the other thing too with a car, you're going to plug it in when you pull it in. So then it's going to keep everything active versus letting it sit. So,
and Burton.
Yeah.
Burton.
Burton?
Burton.
Okay.
Wants to know who is the winner of the Almost Bald contest.
Almost Bald contest. I don't know.
He's watching us on Facebook.
Yeah. What can he see through the glare? I'm not sure.
It's just Burton, Rich, and Ron, unless he's talking about me.
I don't think so. Not about you.
Burton.
Okay, good. We'll be back with right after this with the tip of the week.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at
MrFloor.com. You know what's funny?
No.
Every week, Sonar puts a little funny chuckle right on our post.
Right.
For Mighty House Live.
Right.
Did you read today's chuckle?
No.
So this carpenter walks into a bar.
Wait, that's not it.
I know. This carpenter accidentally cuts off his ear. He loses it on the floor.
Huh?
Stop it.
What?
Go ahead.
No, it's
okay. You went there.
Go ahead.
His partner points to an ear on the floor and says, "Is that it?" Nope, the first guy says. Mine has a pencil behind it. Do you make this stuff up, Sonar?
No, I find it on the internet. I absolutely plagiarize.
What do you look for? Bad home improvement jokes?
Today I looked for carpentry jokes. This was the better of the two I chose.
Really?
The other one was, you're a carpenter, so you only lay carpet. See? Uh-huh. And this was the better one.
Carpenter.
A carpenter.
Wow.
Good.
Thank you for,
Sure.
Sorry I said anything. Is it time for the tip of the week?
I believe it is.
Whoa.
Are you ready, Rich?
I'm ready.
What happened? What you got there, Sonar?
Always.
I got some notes.
Uh-oh, notes?
No, that's Clutter Clarity notes.
Oh, the tip of the week?
Is not that song.
Is save me from this prison. No?
No, that's Clutter Clarity.
No.
Wait, Robbie actually has something planned.
No, he has the lyrics for the Clutter Clarity song.
Oh, got it. Okay, well, we don't have any words.
That you can't use because YouTube doesn't like it.
Yeah, so here we go. YouTube doesn't mind this one. Are you ready, Rich? Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Okay, Sparky.
YouTube doesn't bother with that one. They like that one. That one's okay.
Sparky.
No, that, but it wouldn't. There's no royalties on that one.
No, there's not.
That's just sound effects. So this week's tip of the week, we're going to talk about temperature and how heat is transferred.
Oh, I'll get the
temperature is just simply an average value of energy for all the atoms and molecules in a given system. Temperature is independent of how much matter there is in the system. It's simply an average. So that's basically what your temperature is, which is crazy. Somehow somebody figured out a thermometer so it could give me the average of all the energy outside on any given day. You got to get, like, Will could probably explain that with his PhD in physics. I always love definitions like that. The definition is more confusing than the theory.
Right.
So how does heat transfer? So heat can travel from heat can travel from one place to another in three ways. It does it by conduction, convection, and radiation. Both conduction and convection require matter to transfer heat. So you got to have material there, something solid, typically. No, that would be solid. I guess it could be liquid, too. So that's kind of a misstatement, too. So if there's a temperature difference between the two systems, heat will always find a way to transfer from higher to lower. And the reason why this is all important is because it determines how you address insulating your home, whether it be windows, insulation, air barriers, radiant barriers, all those kinds of things. So you have to understand what the material or the area is most likely to gain or lose heat from.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So conduction is the transfer of heat between substances that are in direct contact with each other. Aluminum is really a great, right, conductor. A great conductor.
Is there a tip in here?
Remember the old aluminum frame windows?
Yeah.
So the old aluminum frame windows, there would be so much heat transfer from outside to in, or heat loss from outside, from inside to out. So to slow conduction, you need to have insulation, and it could be simply an airspace. That's why thermal pane windows have the gap. That's to stop the conduction part of that.
The transfer.
So thermal break on a wood frame window to an aluminum, right?
Yeah.
Convection is just simply thermal energy transferred from hot to cold by convection that occurs when, like, maybe warmer areas, liquid or gas, they tend to rise. So then cool air has to take its place below, so that you start getting what we call convection currents or the stack effect. So this happens like in your crawl space. If you got your furnace in your crawl space or your ductwork in your crawl space or basement, as they warm up, that warm air tries to rise. Well, it has to pull cool air in from the rim joist or the basement door or whatever. And you start getting that current as that air runs up through your roof and through your attic. And it usually does it where we have plumbing stacks. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure all the plumbing stacks, all those openings are closed off. And it makes a big difference. Then you stop that stack effect, everything tells to hold up better.
Right. And
the last one's radiation.
Saving energy that way, too, then, because you're not absolutely just releasing it.
So we go back. Conduction would require insulation or airspace to stop it from doing that. So like when we frame exterior walls, you know, we've always done a single wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you always do single, you know, 2x4 at 16 inch on center. But if you actually did a 2x4 wall with the studs staggered, so it's your exterior wall and your interior side of that wall are not touching.
Yep.
You can actually decrease the amount of conduction that you have in that wall assembly, and if the R value shoots way up because you have no conduction then.
Right.
Convection takes air sealing to stop, right? If you can stop those currents, so in your attic where your vent comes through, your main stack, or your chimney, your flue, you close all that stuff off, you stop those convection currents. So the last one's radiation. So most people understand radiation probably better than the rest of them. It's just the between the heat source and the heated object, there's no contact between the two, but the heat itself radiates, the energy radiates towards, and that's actually much easier to fix. We do it basically with radiant barriers, with foil face sheathing, with foil on top of the roof. We use foil faced plywood on a lot of our roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing that radiant barrier plywood. It's a few dollars more, but I've been in houses under construction, and they are literally, before they're finished, just when the roof's on,
mm-hmm.
they're 15, 20 degrees cooler than the house next door.
Wow.
right, you know, just from the radiant barrier plywood. So that's just like electromagnetic radiation. So, what, you know, by understanding the type of heat transfer you're trying to correct in your home will help you determine the proper way to insulate that.
Right. And that's
so,
how the...
So therein lies the tip.
Yeah, okay. And that's what also melts vinyl siding when the neighbor's wind gets new windows in that has that reflective barrier on it, and all of a sudden you're melting the neighbor's vinyl siding.
Yes, the reflected radiation is hilarious.
Yeah, so that's where that last part comes in, too, is when you're installing windows, you have to kind of watch where you're installing those windows and if the neighbors have vinyl siding or wood siding or anything like that, because that additional radiated heat will melt their siding, make their paint peel on their siding. So it does have an effect. And
That's the low E366 that has that reflective barrier and stuff like that. So yes, it is kind of funny how you can mess with stuff.
So that's the three types of heat, I think. We're there, right? We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.